consecrated for the virgins through the veil of his flesh.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness through God's servant.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Be seated in God's presence. We thank God for another opportunity we have by God's grace to gather. This is Sunday school. And we're continuing our foray into the topic of the harvest. I believe that the Lord is preparing us for this all-important assignment. First and foremost to us ourselves, and then, of course, by extension, to all the unreached, as it were, in every level of light. We thank God for mercy. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. All right, this is lesson 7 of the topic of the great harvest. And of the great harvest. And we're looking at the topic, approaching the harvest with an excellent spirit. Let's say it together. One more time. All right. So that's the topic of today. And we're trusting God that by his mercy, what he has in store for us, we all hold on it in Jesus' name. Okay, in our last lesson, by the help of the Holy Ghost, we saw that what God intends to reap are children, men, and fathers. Hence, he gave the seeds that can bring souls into these various estates. Let's say amen. Of course, we looked at how every allocation of meal that the Lord gives to his children or gives to the church is an initiation into a kind of harvest. It's a seed planted for a harvest. So you give milk to babes in Christ so that you can reap children. You give Christ to children so you can reap what? Fathers. And what do you give fathers? Give everlasting father life to fathers so that you can reap what? Eternal life. Let's say amen. All right. So all, when you look at harvest, of course, we know there's the great harvest when God ultimately harvests children to himself. Amen. But there are, let's say, many harvests, as it were. Other harvests, which are harvests themselves, but they are not the full harvest. They are preceding harvest to the great harvest. And they are all calibrated in meals. God is not just feeding you. He's feeding you to reap you. Tell your neighbor, God is feeding me to reap me. Because his food that's giving you is actually a seed. He's sowing into your soul to reap fruit from your soul, or to reap your fruit as a soul. First, when you hear first fruits are not things hanging from your body. It's yourself. You are supposed to be a fruit reaped unto God. So when he says the husbandman is waiting for the fruit of the earth, he's not waiting for his soul. If it's at all, he says, so it is you. What he's trying to reap is you. What intends rather to reap are you and I. How are we reaped? Another way of describing the word reaped or harvested is that we come to maturity. Let's say amen. Meaning we have come to the level of reasoning that he intends for us. You know, it takes a level of reasoning for us to arrive where he is. Where one of the things that separates us from God is the way we think. And you cannot help the way you think. No matter what you do, the way you think is the way you think. Paint your face, you are still the way you think. Don't wash your face, it's the way you think. There's just a way they think, and the way you think, that is you, how you are. And as long as the way you reason, or what we call in our quarters, in our community, judgment, once your judgment is not at the level where you can reason with God, then you are not yet harvestable. He cannot discuss his agenda with you. And sadly, but the Lord is changing it, amen. Sadly, a lot of the church, I dare say, under our parents and our pastors, they have not yet come to the point where God can discuss his agenda, his matter. Most people are still related with God based on their own agenda. I say an agenda they had before they got born again. And when they got born again, they decided to use God to achieve that same agenda they had when they were unbelievers. Amen. So until we get to the point where we're able to reason with God or reason at his frequency, understand what moves his emotions, as it were. And those same things move our own emotions. Then can we be said to be harvestable. Let's say amen. So it's a tall order, brethren. It's to God is not just feeding you for feeding's sake. He's feeding you. He's feeding so that eventually he can reap you. Let's say amen. Tell your neighbor you are to be reaped. Now, to be reaped is to sit on the throne. Amen. So the Lord, all this talk of harvest is as we increase in judgment, or as we increase in appreciation of what moves the heart of God, you appreciate this topic more and more. See, this is the essence of Christianity. Why we are born again, why you are spirit-filled, why you are tongue-talking, demon-driving, why the Lord has raised all his servants over the years, what he has been driving at, why he ascended on high, ascended the Holy Ghost, why the apostles started the early church, with reason for Paul, Timothy, Polycarp, the reason for the dark ages even to attack it, the reason for the restoration of light, is so that God can reap a people unto himself. Let's say amen. And that there is nothing more important than that. There is no challenge you are facing, sir, ama, that is more important than that. Why? Because that is the answer to all your challenges. You didn't say amen. You know, somewhere we probably sometimes don't see that. And that's why we sometimes are deceived into settling for the ancillary benefits of the gospel and not the core. The core is that you harvest. Once you harvested, once you are in a realm of judgment that God is, what is disturbing you now will not disturb you anymore. In fact, it will not qualify to disturb you because it will know that you are higher than it. Amen. So harvest is your deliverance. Amen. It's actually, I know it's God's agenda, but glory be to God, God's agenda is man. When I say God has his own agenda, and it's not about you. But the beautiful thing about it is that God's agenda is actually you. It's actually you coming to the fullness of his person. Amen. All right, so we said last week that the meals represent the different levels of harvest, so to speak. Amen. So today we are looking at approaching the harvest with an excellent spirit. And it will be good for us to pay a little bit of attention because we are beginning to touch on one of the, or we have touched it a little bit, but we're just re-emphasizing again, one of the things that is in the heart of God's servant, why we believe the Lord led him this path to, you know, this is not, as Pastor Ella told us, this is not just another topic. This is something, at the beginning of the year, the Lord revealed it to our daddy, or at the beginning of the year broadcast, or end of the year broadcast last year, stroke, this beginning of this year, the issue of harvest. The issue of harvest was paramount. So it's not something it's not just a Sunday school theme. It is the burden upon New Living Church. The Lord wants us to be repositioned first and foremost in our personal hearts, our hearts, and also collectively as a local assembly to be ready for this harvest. If we are not, then we'll be, as it were, pushing back the hand of the clock, so to speak, in achieving what God intends to achieve. All right, so back to our manuals now. The first subheading in our manual says the field is ever evolving. Let's say amen. Now, we know that the Bible tells us what the field is. Remember, in the book of, I think this is the scripture, if I'm not mistaken, Matthew 9:37. Let's open there. Matthew 9:37. Okay, that's not it. Matthew 13. Thank you, sir. It's Matthew 13. Matthew 13, that is the parable of the wheat and the tares. The parable of the wheat and the tares. I think it's way down in the verse. Let's see. Okay, that will be 13 verse 38. Thank you, sir. So from 37, Matthew 13, verse 37, Jesus has explained the parable of the wheat and the tares. We should all know that parable. It says in 37, and he answered, he said, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. Let's say it together. Let's say it again. One more time with emphasis. The field is the world. Now the Lord has chosen the world to be the field in which he will plant his seed. Now, it makes a lot of sense because when God made heaven and earth, what he put on earth, yesterday just came to me as a thought, and I believe it was the Lord. So what he put on earth was the Garden of Eden. He put a garden and he planted trees. And one of the trees he planted that garden was Adam. He planted Adam in the garden with an intention that Adam will bear fruit. So this whole earth was designed to be God's farmland, to reap sons. And he planted one. And he said that one is supposed to multiply and fulfill what was written in Hebrews 2, where it says, bring many sons. That was the original mandate God had for Adam. That as you are one tree, you know every tree is a forest. You know every tree. In fact, every seed is a forest. The difference between a tree or a seed and a forest is time. Time and environment. Under the right conditions, with the right amount of time, one seed can become a plantation. So that one Adam, all of us came from Adam. Let's say amen. Or you believe you came from monkey. I think we should be dead to that thought. None of us came from gorillas or baboons. They brought gorilla to my Adam to name. He did not name it bone of my bones. He said, that shall be called Inoki and pass. And they passed and went. It's when he saw a woman, he said, hey, this one came from me. So don't mind those people that said they came from monkey. It's just confusion. They don't want to honor God. So Adam was a full-grown man planted as a tree. God put a tree in the garden. And he was expecting that tree to reap fruit. So this world has always been a field. Of course, the enemy came and stole the field, stole it from Adam, planted his own seed, and made sure that every one of us are carrying his own seed. So it is in this same world that the trees of righteousness will grow. It's in this same world that the son of perdition will also mature. So the field is the world. Let's say amen. Now, read for our manuals. Say the field, which is the world, is a dynamic environment ever evolving to best suit the maturing of seeds, especially the seeds of its God. Remember who's the God of this world? Satan. Who's the God of this world? Satan. Now, Satan is the God of this world. I become God's are husbandmen. So, you know, Satan is a husbandman. He is cultivating men. He is cultivating. There's none of us that he has left innocent of his seed. He makes sure that there's a portion of him. Like they say, everybody's a portion of China in everyone. If you check yourself now, right now, you have a China, something China on you. Whether your ring, your shoe, something China is on you. You see, that I'm not saying China is Satan, but I'm saying that's where Satan is. He's a portion of him in everybody. He made sure he multiplied himself everywhere with the intention that one of them will yield, one of them will yield. And the environment in which he's growing this same seed is this world. So the field is the world. It has not changed. Of course, he didn't make the field. He stole it. Amen. He stole the field with an intention of growing his own seed. So God's are husbandmen. They are after the maturing of seeds to bear fruit unto themselves. Daddy Oyeko said at one prayer meeting many years ago, he said, well, not too long ago, he said, it is filth. It is pollution in the realm of the spirit for man to have any resemblance, any image, to bear the image of anybody other than God. He said, it's anathema. So Satan, of course, every iniquity is the image of Satan. So Satan made sure to propagate his seed. He gave his image as emblem to everybody. So everyone is carrying a seed that he wants to mature. And what he uses to mature it is this world. Let's say amen. But glory be to God. In this same world, hallelujah. In this same world, God has said, I will grow my own seed. I will grow my own seed. You know, that's the power of God. That's the power of God in manifestation. For him to grow his seed in a hostile environment. It's like trying to grow, I don't know, I'm not a farmer. Some things are sensitive to weeds. There are some crops that if you put them around weeds, they won't thrive. Maybe there's some vegetables are like that. Even corn, for example, corn. If you plant corn, you know there's a weed that looks like corn. When it's growing, they look exactly the same. I used to plant corn many years ago, so I remember that one. I'm not a farmer. We used to do gardening. They call it gardening. It has the same, but you just see that somehow the leaves will be rough or something. If you look at it, you know this is different. But from a far, from the beginning, it looks the same. Now that thing comes to choke the corn. And many times it chokes out the corn. So God did not uproot those plants. He planted his own. I said, I will keep them. I will keep them to the sense they will not just thrive, they will grow to full maturity. And I wonder. I think God wants to disgrace Satan. As in disgrace, Daddy quote, he wants to disgrace him completely. As in, so disgrace him, say ordinary man is what will deal with you. So he made sure that in this very world that God planted the seed, he also planted, Satan planted the seed, God also planted it. So I said, under this, I will create a condition. We can call it the greenhouse effect, as it were. That's your environment of the spirit around you, to preserve the seed that you are so that you can grow to maturity. Amen. But the truth is, matter is that this world is the field that the Lord plants in. Now, one thing about this world, and we said it again, bears repetition, that this world is not static. The world has ended and restarted many times. Many times. Another word for world is ages. Let's say ages. Now, in normal human parlance, we don't have different ages. We have the stone age, where the ice equipment people are using was stones. Then men discovered iron, they went to the iron age. Then we have the industrial age, where people were mechanized age. Then we had the computer age. Then we had jet age. When we started, then people started flying. Space age, when people are going to space. Now we won't go to nano age. Now we are another age. What is the name of this age? You know, AI age. It's an age, yes. Now, do you know that, like the movie that I recommended for all of us to watch, which we should all go and watch, Time Changer. Somebody went from an age, time travel to another age, and could not believe the difference in Christianity of that age. He was shocked. He went to church. He said, okay, we're going for church. And at the end of church, the church was like 20 minutes, and then everybody was going for picnic. He said, picnic. He said, no Bible study. No, he said, we're going to do movie night. The guy was confused, because where he's coming from? Why you go to church? You are going to commune with God. But he said, the man said, no, you have to keep these people occupied, engage them so they don't go out and just mess around. So take them for movie night. That's a different age. The world that he knows has gone. Now, you know, if he wants to bring his ministration tools from 1855 and employ them in that 1985 that he came to, church will only be empty. They will stone him. It won't work. Why? Because the field, the Lord himself keeps up with the field. You don't get me. The Lord keeps up with the field. He knows that the enemy is constantly moving the places so that it will be non-conducive for his own seed. But that's where you see the power of God. In this very age, he said, when we are without strength, I can tell you, no generation has without strength like this one. Without strength, God has still determined that in this same generation, he will grow his seed. So he's not taken aback by the morphing of the world. That's why this Bible can never be updated. Amen. You know, it's the same Bible that they used then that we're using now. It's the same Bible. It's not going to add any more books. It's just that the movement of the Spirit morphs entrance to combat every phase of the world's attack against the seed of God. Let's say amen. So the world is always changing. The field is always changing. And the people should also not shy away from the responsibility of understanding how to interact first with God in your present world. Amen. The way our forefathers interacted with Jesus. Now I said the way now. I know it's still the same Bible, still the same godly Christian habits, but under a different climb. You have to know how to relate with the darkness of your day. Amen. If you don't know how to relate to the darkness of your day, it will choke the seed of life in you.
And that is your first responsibility as one who wants to be harvested. You have to understand what is attacking your own formation today. It's not what was attacking your fathers in 1820. It's the same devil, don't get me wrong. But he's morphing. Why is he morphing? Because he's dying. He's expiring. So you need to keep cladding and painting and perfuming because it's decaying. To keep it, the allure of it. I was looking at cars of 1845. Very ugly. Very ugly, as far as I'm concerned. But you know, if you drive those days, you have one. If you have a Bucati, is as old as the 18 something. I was in 1870 or 1917. 18 something. If you see the Bugatti of Dandy, if they dash you now, you won't say thank you. It looks like a bicycle. So ugly a thing. But in that day, those that had it, it was a prestigious car. Saying, wow, you got a Bugatti? Oh, Bugatti, whatever. Maybe Bugatti 1. I don't know the name. Let's call it Bugatti 1. And you had it. Now, if you do time travel, bring that automobile to today. I tell you, last man will stop you. They'll say there's no license for this thing you are driving. It's not a car. He said, I know it's a car. I say it's not a car. This is a bicycle with motor, with engine. It just looks somehow. The same way, if we do not keep our breath, I know that's just one example. Now, you see, that one will not tempt you. The 1845 car will not tempt you. But if you are a car lover, like I met one recently, was just describing me back for me, describing this one, describing that one. I said, okay, you like, I say, likes cars. Now they bring Bugatti Veyron. Is it Veyron? If you know cars. To that one. You know that one we call it so. More than Bugatti 1. It's the same Bugatti, but he has morphed in a bid to attack the formation of life in his soul. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Amen. So I say that as believers, we should not be oblivious of the metamorphosing of the world to attack the seed. And I'm using that word attack very deliberately, so that we do not get swallowed up in all the so-called advantages that are in our world. Many of them, like I tell you, all of them are against the seed of life. Amen. All right, free from our manners now. While the enemy keeps nourishing his own seed, the Lord of the harvest is also at work to see that the trees of righteousness fully mature, despite the hostile and adverse environment that this field has become. In the beginning, it was not hostile. In the beginning, Eden was conducive for the growing of God's seed. Was conducive. Of course, when the devil entered into the world, he polluted it. And the Lord, in a bid, and it's good for us to understand this, the Lord, in a bid to keep up with the downward spiral of man, kept on churning out methodologies to reach man. You know, if you imagine this is a skyscraper. I've been an example before. Imagine this is a skyscraper. If you jump off here, and you are just here, you know, I can just stretch my hand and catch you. Right? If you fall here, I'm able to have somebody hold my legs and stretch my two hands and hold you. By the time you are here, we have to employ other means. Maybe, I don't know, if you're ladder, if you are falling in slow motion, but if you are falling at speed, then we have to look, maybe parachute or something. Eventually, we have to go down and look for something to prevent you from killing yourself. You just go down and wait for him. Amen. You see what we call born again? God went down to wait for us. Went down. He said, David said, he brought me out of the miry clay and horrible pit. Even Cain was not in miry clay, horrible pit. You don't get me. Cain was not in miry clay. He was on his way there. Like somebody said, no matter, the most important thing on your journey to God is the direction you are facing. That's the most important thing. Say, if you are close to God, but you are facing this way, this is God, and you are facing this way. You are worse off than somebody that is there and is facing here. You understand? That is why we are better than Cain. But Cain was superior to us. By his proximity, do you understand what I'm saying? He had a proximity, but he was headed in the wrong direction. He was going away. So there's no way we will not be better. Because as we are coming from mildly a horrible pit, and we are coming out of a journey towards God, eventually we will pass him and get to where God is. Amen. Why did I say that? I'm saying that to say that the methodology the Lord employs to reach souls as the world changes, more and more, hey, I hope you can take this. are methods that are more and more, as it were, distant from him, but he uses them. For example, we've been taught that Christ as a level of life was not something that Adam used when he was in Eden. Adam was in, as a person, was a higher than that formation, that technology called Christ. Technology of Christ was a technology for raising a dead spirit. Adam's spirit was never dead, so he did not need that technology. Do you understand? Are we together? You see, one thought that always comes to my mind is that by the time we stand before the Lord and see the things that were distracting us, may shame not kill somebody. May shame not kill somebody. That's one of the, that's the things I think. Say, so here now, you are here, you are angry about this, or you're upset about this. I say, may shame not. Say, my God, and see, if you just took this thought and just journeyed with it just for a few days, the kind of peace that will fill your heart, but alas, you are there wallowing, oh my, oh me, oh why. Sure, you know, worry never solved any problem. Sure, you know, worry never solved any problem. There's no testimony that anybody ever gave. Said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Testimony time, blessing time. I worried, and it was solved. Worry with me. You've never heard that testimony. Worry is a defilement to your soul. Worry defiles your altar. It makes it, your altar is not at peace. It taints your sacrifice. So don't worry. Bible says, worry about nothing. Do what? Pray about everything. Amen. All right. Are we together? Okay. The second paragraph in our lesson says the excellent approach to harvest as a local assembly. Now, I took time to paint the issue of understanding how we ought to, as it were, and I'm using it very deliberately, keep up with the, I don't want to use the word trends, because trend means a different thing to this generation, but keep up with the moves or the changes or the dynamism of this world. Not in a bit to be current. No. But to understand the darkness that is dealing with you. One of the things we have enjoyed in God's servant, particularly our daddy, Reverend Kaido Igoki, is that for some reason, and I know it's the work of the Spirit, he doesn't seem too far from us, no matter how, if you move close to him, doesn't seem too far from you. If you are a teenager, he doesn't seem too far. If you are in your 40s, he doesn't seem too far. If you're in your 20s, it doesn't seem too far. I will see him relate to children. Children like him. I remind you of Jesus. Children hang out with people that I think are fun, because they believe people can relate with them. If you always adorn your adulthood around a child, the child will never come close to you. So when the children were hanging around Jesus, Jesus could identify with them. But Peter, who was a full groom, I said, no time. I have serious business. Please, I said, just, I said, no. Allow them to come to me. Why? Because there was, I'm trying to explain that there is a keeping abreast with the, don't know how to say trend, with the morphing of the world that makes you relevant or able, not only reachable, but able to reach out to others. Amen. And not just reach out to others, there's also that makes you very much aware of what the potential traps that are in the present morphing of the world that you and I must be very aware of, or else, if not, if you just close your eyes and say, it's not relevant, you might inadvertently fall into a trap of being trapped or being held by those things, which is what you're going to look at today. And that's one of the burdens that the Lord put upon God's servant for us to really appreciate the way or the manner the Lord expects us to morph as an assembly. Read for our manuals now. The truth is that the evolution of the field, which is the world, necessitates up-to-date inspiration of the Holy Spirit and also the honing of various natural skills employable in the course of harvest. Now, we'll take time to explain this. I remember there was a time, by God's grace, I was in the music department, as first department I joined, when I joined New Avenue Church. I joined the choir. Pastor Matthew was my pastor, my first pastor, and still my pastor, my very first pastor when I joined. Pastor pastored us, pastored me, Pastor Piyom, Pastor Tswala was our pastor. And he cannot deny it. But there's a way we used to sing then. Now I have recordings of it. Then my mommy here, Mommy Moya was in, was well, we were both pastored by Pastor Matthew. Mommy Moya was our song leader. She was our, she, yeah, so this is, many of you are probably not here then. Mamiya can sing, if you don't know. Excellent, and spirit. Now, we needed plenty spirit then, sir. Because, somebody say because. You are not saying because. You are not saying because. Brother Richard was our lead guitarist. No, Brother Richard. Let me leak secrets. My dickie here is laughing. Was our bassist. Yeah, so he played bass. I remember one day he said, Uncle play. He said, now only Aria Aria have you play. Me Aria Aria. Said Aria, now only Aria Aria. He was our bass guitarist. Chigo was our drummer. In fact, Brother Richard was the keyboardist that handed over to me. There it after. Now I listen to those recordings. And I will hear Mami Moyo in the spirit. Blowing tongues, singing in tongues. And I said, oh my God, how did we survive this? Compared to what we are having today. I said, spirit must have been plenty. Or love work must have been very high. Because this, somebody said everybody can sing. I believe. Said not everybody should record, but everybody can sing. So everybody can play. Say, but not something should not be recorded. He is the lamb, faka, unwaka, unwaka. He is the lion, waka. Brighter have one strum like that. And I listened to the cacophony that was coming out. Pastor, I was ashamed. The only thing that, unless I want to deny it, I said, there's spirit inside this thing. Then I asked, why is spirit inside this kind of thing? Does spirit not know about excellence? Because all of us were amateur, and that's putting it very nicely. Very, very nicely. Of course, we got better with time. But man, it was horrible. It was horrible. But under that, the church was growing. It was growing. People were coming. In fact, somebody came out to me after. If you just have to believe, brethren, because brethren don't lie. Said, I was so blessed. I like the way you play today. I said, you like the way I played. Even me, I don't like what I played. I said, how can you? I was so blessed. In fact, where you were. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes we had a lot of one thing that was. I'm not saying there's no spirit today. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying there was a lot of, the Lord just, go fall, I don't know how they call it, but just anoint your inadequacies. And everybody will just be in cloud 7. And we will sing just simple chord, just one chord. Do, la, do, la, do, la. And the anointing. Do, la, do, la, do, la. Do, nothing but do, la, for the whole 45 minutes. Now, it was okay for a season. If, you see why I catch the bass now. I go to the keyboard. But Chico is still playing. Brother Richard, I use the video camera, comes to play guitar. I will start to play today. I can tell you, brethren, I doubt that spirit will rest. I doubt. For many reasons. One, season has changed. And because season has changed, there was a need for a revamping of all these environments. Number one, pastor said, okay, you, TJ, you leave that place. May I left. Then before I left, the guys that were coming behind, I knew I could not keep up. Then Michael and Mario were there. I said, what am I doing with Michael and Mario? What am I doing here? So I said, cool down, slow down. They can't slow down. Slow down. You are playing too many reels. Nobody say, the guy that played too many reels. I can't keep up. So when you can't keep up, you have to just play a way to synergize. And at my own level, I go, so eventually, I was promoted or sidelined or sent out or whatever. Given, whatever, shall moved. I'm saying this to say, that change, I'm describing a change that was necessary for the next level of harvest, so to speak. Or the next move of God in our midst, just tying to the choir, for example. A few days after that, Brother Larry appeared out of nowhere. I remember the first time I saw him. I remember the first day I said, now, wow, Daddy has such a large heart. Just wants to help all these struggling souls to just encourage them. That was what's going on in my heart. So now, wow. Say, but I don't believe in daddy. I know daddy helps. Daddy knows how to reach out to people. When he started, 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh my God. You are good. 2018. It was so good. I bought up my phone. I recorded it. I don't do things like that, but it's on my phone. It's on my phone till today. I said, hallelujah, you are good. Then when he started, I have seen the future. I said, oh, Tito. Oh, Tito, oh, Tito, oh, Tito. Say, God, you didn't make mistake. Ah, Organa Master. Not just skill, but spirit. Ah, ah. I said, unless I want to be insincere, I can recognize spirit. I want to believe so. I can recognize myself. I said, no. I said, no, daddy's not encouraging this one. That's not encouraging this one. This one should be here. And over the years, he has morphed and morphed and morphed. His hair was slaughtered. His hair started growing. His hair was growing. And it was increasing. Before the hair went like this. And the anointing just blew. What am I describing? Now, you may not see it as related. You may not see it as related, but then, EGFM choir was New Living Way Church. There was only New Living Way Church. There was a need for that reshuffling. Rearrangement. I'm just using the choir as an example because it's close to me. There was a need for that change of formation to accommodate the entrance of a minstrel. If Pastor Lai was playing with people like us, he would have been frustrated, I can tell you. But the Lord just brought, as God kept on adding, Lord kept on adding, homegrown. People had been under the word, they had grown, they had matured, they were able to play, they were able to connect spirit, and then violently brought him. Of course, nobody can deny that he should be there. If you are denying this, you are jealous. He is supposed to be there. God has separated him for that. Now, in a season, he was not there. But in a season, the Lord knows that he has to be here. And the whole company worldwide has been blessed by that addition. You agree with me? Now, I'm trying to paint to you how, as a local assembly, there needs also to be a keeping up with the move of the Spirit to keep up with, you know, the level of music we're doing there will not travel as far. There's places this message has not been, that the song is there. The song is there, blessing people. They don't know. In fact, somebody was telling me in our office, that the person went to Fountain Stream just because of the songs. Listen, nothing but the songs. Now, I know those songs are not on there. They're doing something to that soul. But I'm saying we did not arrive there one day. The reason why the Lord now is using that as a tool of harvest is one of many reasons. One, the assembly aligned to allow that to find expression. I'm saying so many things. I hope you can pick. Because if any one of us stood our ground and said, no. When did you arrive? You scroll to the back. I've been playing this keyboard since when you were in, Ajani was in year 2 or year 3 when I started playing keyboard. All of a sudden, one writing the vision, he just came. And then one day, gathered pastors came to me and said, that boy can play. I said, but I'm playing. My finger is not. It's not broken. Yes, it's not broken. Don't fix it. Later on, daddy sent message. He said, tell TJ to get off and let that boy play. Now, we are laughing, but you see, what is in my heart is that we should be so free to allow the Lord to move in our midst the way he wants to move. To position us and rewire the assembly for the harvest. If not, we will just be doing what we know how to do. I'm very good at what we do. And then we will, I don't know I'm talking like this, but just we will block the move of God. If I decided I was not leaving, or made a tantrum, threw a tantrum around, but I can't say I'm not leaving. Like, will I chain myself to the keyboard? I say, yeah, I die. No. But the Lord had told me many years before that this is not where you will die. You won't die on keyboard. You will live here. So it wasn't strange. But it was painful. They just bounced me in the middle of service. And then to make matters worse, maybe after one encounter, Pastor Jani had in a Unilag, now came to me at the end of one prayer meeting. I said, I want to confess something to you. So what do you want to confess? He said that somewhere in his heart, he wants to be better at me than keyboard. I said, what's wrong with you? Are you not better than me? Killer, where are you trying to fall? You are better than me. What do you want to form confession? I want to be stopping. You are any better than me. Nobody's arguing. So what are you? I beg you. Just still paying me at that time, but it's not paying me again. I said, you are better than me now. So what are you? Because see, Jambe, she must have better. When you are better, that's why they told me to get up in the middle of WTV and put you there. So we're better now. Don't offend my heavens, please. So, of course, and we are all better off for it. Are we not all better off? We are all better off. Amen. So I'm saying this to say, the Lord must be free to move pieces as he wills. Now, that's one hand. On the other hand, there's also a sense of let's use the word expansion, of upgrade that all of us must have. And this is paramount in daddy's heart. The sense of upgrade every department must have, especially with in terms of today's field. There are some improved infographics, the way some music could pass in 2013. You know, some arrangement, they will just pass. They can't pass today. The same way some infographics cannot pass today. And don't have the mind of, Spirit will breathe upon it. He will. Don't get me wrong. But a thought occurred to me recently. I was looking at this study. One of the things that Paul used to enter into lands was his hands work as a tent maker. I want to believe that he wasn't a shoddy tent maker. Because if he made tents badly, number one, he will suffer. He won't make money to feed himself. Then number two, he won't have any entrance into the market. Because it's where he's making tents that he'll meet this person. That person may say, I like the tent you made. Oh, fantastic. And then gospel begins to spread. One thing that's paramount in daddy's heart is that particularly every department, there is a, you know, we can fall into what they call in some parlance, normalcy bias. It's been working. There's no sense of increase as in, I'm trusting God for utterance now. Can we upgrade ourselves to meet up with the demands of the Spirit? There's nothing wrong with having fantastic, excellent videos. Excellent. Why? Because the way the world is now, everybody's a video content creator, video, everybody's video mixing. If you put out a shoddy video, chances that people will watch it are low. You get me? If you put out a badly arranged piece of music, the time when we could get by that is past. Now there's a need for everyone to hone down. Now, I'm going to speak on one side and go to the other side. So when I'm talking on the other side, don't negate all I'm saying now. But what I say is very important. Because I know daddy has had meetings with almost all departments when this harvest thing came. And the burden upon God's servant was that there is a way we need to be repositioned. There's a way we need to be repositioned, not just repositioned, maybe moving pieces, but also in our hearts. There's an approach, a harvest mindset we must have. When you are editing a video, don't edit it with a mind of, I've done my best. No, do it with a mind that how will somebody see this and he will see the Lord in it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is necessary for even the beginning harvest, because one of the burdens in God's servant's mind is not just people being harvested from the world, but also people being harvested into the word of righteousness. Now, it is still a form of evangelism. But there is a certain level of quality that is demanded now. Why? Because something about this world now, this world, it likes fine things. Amen. Someone has said, we don't concentrate on that, we just concentrate on spirit. No, not at all. The skill required to put out good quality videos. We had almost 40,000 views on one of our videos. Almost 40,000. Last time I checked was 32,000. I was without marketing. Yes, sir. Why am God when? If you are not watching God when, add your number to that 42, almost 40,000. Maybe it's because of you, it's not yet 40,000. God when? Yes, on YouTube. I don't know. And for me, it was a sign. That was done without any marketing. It wasn't done without any, what do you call this? What do you social media marketing. You know, so you pay ad and push. No pushing. Organically. The next one after was 8,000. For me, it was a sign. It's a lot. The sign is the Lord is expecting a push. Now, somebody might argue, okay, maybe the Lord is pushing it. I believe that there's a quality would have pushed, could have gotten to 100,000. You get me? Let us don't jettison quality and say you want to hold on spirit. Both of them are what makes up an excellent spirit. Daniel was not bad at his administrative work. See, that's an excellent spirit. When they quizzed him, you know, they didn't just quiz him on spirit. Amen. When spirit was needed to decode Nebuchadnezzar's dream, spirit was plenty. But before then, you know, he passed the test. It was school. They sent him to school of magic. School of, it's magic. It's not what you call it. And he was supposed to study. And when they tested, they said he demonstrated that he was smarter than all the other. If you can pull up that scripture. It was a school he went to. They were not testing spiritual quality. They were testing his excellent spirit. Excellent spirit made him very good at what he does. I always like to say, there's nothing wrong with you being excellent at what you do. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. You should be excellent at what you do. You should be very good at what you do. You're handling video, you should handle it with excellence. You are doing ushering, it should be with excellence. You are writing Sunday school, should be excellent. You are singing, should be excellent. You're a choir, for example. You're in a choir, I can only sing. They say, and I have a bit of a music background, so I know. You will do better with your music when you know how to play an instrument. Don't just fold your hands and say, I know, all I do is sing. No, learn an instrument. You don't know, say, I know it. No, you see that mind and say, nah, I can't do it. It's already a defeatist mindset against you being useful as it were in the harvest. You may not play to the point that you will collect guitar from Balari. That's not your aim. If it's by that, I shall collect guitar from Balari. I've been playing guitar since 2003. Yes, I've been playing since 2003. By myself. But alas, I get to a place I can't cross. But I'm saying that mind of improving your skill set for the work of the ministry is not a bad one. It's not a bad one. Some people have made some very personal comments. Don't worry, Spirit will bless it. It's not good. It's not a good thing to think. It's not a good way to think. It's somewhere a mediocre mindset. Somewhere. Even your job as well. All those things, you don't handle it with a mind of not being good at it. I always like to tell people who are under myself, you should do your job in such a way that when you want to take leave, your boss will be happy to give you leave. That when you are happy, you'll be happy and sad. You'll be so good at what you do that it'll be difficult for them to sack you. Be good. There's nothing wrong with being good. Have you understood that? Do you understand what I'm saying there? That I'm saying now, because I'm going to talk on the other side of my mouth now. So you don't do what I'm saying now is not negating anything I've said, though. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you being excellent at what you do. And there's a spirit of excellence. First of all, it's a spirit. One thing I'm trusting, we are to trust God. Every department should tap into the grace upon God's servant, Daddy Ekuchukwu. He may not have the skill set to do many things, but he has an excellent spirit. He has a mind for doing things very, very well. That mind, you even need it for the saving of your soul. Because you need to be very, very well saved to sit on the throne. There's no, let's patch it for anybody that's... They didn't patch Jesus. He was tempted in all points. Say all points. Mean they tested. Say all points. Shout it, all points. There's no point that he was not tried. They wanted to check that formation. Can it withstand? And of course, the examiner was Satan. The person that was examining was not even the Lord. It was Satan himself. Because he's the one that stains. Say, let me see whether there's anything of mine in it. Alas, there was nothing. Amen. So whatever we are handling, Bible says, whatever we find to do, do it with all thy might. Do it with all thy might. Let it not be done wishy-washy. You are doing house worship. You are doing your house worship leader. It should be done with excellence. It's first of all a spirit, a mindset, an attitude to the work. Not dragging, we should do it. No, with a mind that you are also contributing to the overall harvest that the Lord is expecting. Amen. Reading for our manuals now. Very reputable tools such as visuals, audio jingles, songs, and the likes can be effectively used as instruments of harvest. This would, however, require spiritually well-built, of course, that is the foundation. And this is where I'm going to switch my mouth now, because I'm not saying now you should jettison your spiritual development and go, okay, now Pastor said we should be good now. So let's drop the Bible and take up the keyboard. Laka. One discipline that Pastor Master used to give us those days in the choir, Pastor Atumayo, remember, we will be reading Psalms. So we'll come, we'll read Psalms. We say, what is what? We say, oh, go and read Psalms. We read Psalms. You can read Psalms and pray. Of course, it offended some people. But that helped us because, well, we didn't have too much skill, so we needed plenty of spirit. But there's a synergy that can happen. That's what Dad is looking for. Where you have skill and you have spirit. You don't have to trade one for the other. Amen. Read for our manuals now. This will, however, require spiritually well-built, divinely inspired content creators, script writers, song composers, equipment handlers, who must imbibe a culture of excellence in delivery while not compromising the standards of the Spirit as they execute their various tasks in line with the agenda of the Lord. It is vital to point out that there will be definitely be a whole lot of upgrade in our work ethics, level of commitment and reordering of our priorities because of the harvest. See, we are at a place where, and let me just say this before we move on, some of the natural skills you've even learned are skills that the Lord is going to use to advance the cause of the kingdom. I was talking to Pastor Moses recently, and we were just talking, and he mentioned something, and I bore witness to I had the same witness in my spirit. I said, we are coming to the point where, you know, the work is growing. EGFM, New Alleyway Church, all the work, especially what the righteousness is growing. We are needing hands. We are needing some trained hands, technically trained hands. Children of the Spirit, but technically trained hands for some certain roles. We are coming to a point where the Lord is going to begin to place demands on some people to begin to reorder their lives to fit into these demands. I won't say it more than that. I'm saying this, so when it comes, please see your pastor. Don't throw it away. The Lord is going to begin to, in not many years hence, begin to place demands on certain of us to make some certain changes to our natural arrangement. And I speak very cryptically. In order to fit in demands for this harvest. When that time comes, and it is already around, please don't throw it away. It's not the devil talking. Some of you may have to resign. Some of you might have to resign. Not say you, I want to resign. Not you. Not you. The Lord will make that demand because we are at the place now where we are needing a whole lot of. I believe it's one of the things that's going to push this work to the next level, because it's one thing to say, you know, I love the Lord, prioritize. If they will come, as Daddy was teaching us yesterday, they will come to your natural to prove it. Me, I did not. I stopped working in 2020, not by choice. See, I just wanted to go and be pastoring. To God who made me know. I had to. My life bears witness. I had to go on a personal retreat to know whether this is what I should do with my life. I've been working since 2005, 2020. I've always worked. I mean, I left school. I left university. I started working. I work. I don't know that people don't work. I don't know that. You will work. Even if it's something small you are doing, you will do it. And I was doing, all of a sudden, I just had an arrangement. Thank God we had elders in front of us like Pastor who had made that same step. But it's just somebody has done it. When it comes to you, you will think again. I had to go on a personal retreat. I said, Lord, you will confirm this thing with me. I don't know. Because I had a job offer. I had another job offer that I would have gotten because it was with leg. You know, job you get with leg, you get it. If you can't keep it with leg, but you will get it with leg. I had a leg. They said, come, bring yours. I scribed the CV. I wanted to kick send. I just had the rumbling. And I went, I told my wife, well, she allowed me. I went for a personal retreat. Want to settle the score. Of course, the Lord proved to me that I shouldn't. I'd asked Daddy earlier, should I take this job? He didn't answer me. As the normal, as a wise pastor that is, the answer. So I went to, when I came back, I said, I don't think I should take the job. I said, yes, I don't think you should take it. He didn't tell me resign. He said, I don't think you should take that job. He didn't tell me to stop working. It just morphed and it just showed. So I'm saying it's not something that was done easily. I'm saying this to say, I'm not worse off for it too. Even naturally, I'm not worse off than it. I was checking my tithe the other day. I said, I'm not the kind of tithe I'm paying now. I was not paying when I was working. I said, God has done something. So I'm saying, but I say, at the beginning, it was not an easy step to take. But we are at the stage where those kind of demands are going to be made of us. Why? Because the work needs hands. Committed hands. As we understand the urgency of the hour and the need for the harvest, it will be clearer to us. When it happens, see Pastor Ayo. When it starts inspiring that way, talk to your pastors. But I know that I believe it's going to start happening in our midst because we are in need of hands. And we will not go and bring unbelievers to do the work. It will never. Am I correct, sir? Never. It is you and I that will do it. The same way, no, you believe, we are not going to collect money from anybody to build Wasimi. It's we that will do it. You didn't say, You don't believe. It's we that will do it. Don't roll yourself, queen. Don't think little of yourself. The things that will pass through, if you listen to yesterday's RH, what the Lord was using Pastor Tyler to explain to us is what will cause us to be able to achieve that. You will achieve it, and you'll be shocked. You look at yourself, you say, this is a miracle. But we need to be properly positioned. And that is that mind of the harvest that the Lord is looking for. Let's say amen. All right, let's move ahead now. Because I want to talk fully on this other side of my mouth now. Make it of an effective laborer. Delivered, equipped, and sent. Let's say it together. One more time. This also holds true, not just for evangelism, but also for the pushing of the word of righteousness. Let's say amen. From among us now, any laborer that will be successful in the Lord's harvest must be built above the distractions and attractions that are abundant in the field. You know, and one thing with your skill set as you are increasing and getting it is not to increase your marketability in the world. Amen. You are not getting me. No, Pastor, I've been holding organizing or facilitating single summit since 2013. That's how many years of convening of conference of more than 1,000 people. You know what? I wanted to put it on my CV. See the violence that was in my spirit. Say, don't try that. Now, this is where kingdom takeover. This is where that understanding was not too correct, and I say it with all sense of humility. The fact that you are in the marketplace, as we called it, you understand what I mean by that? You are there as a light, but you are not there to take it over. There's a death sentence on it already. You are to make sure that enough people escape it before it is burnt. Do you understand? So, your taking over is not being the MD. Hey, you didn't get me. I'm not saying it's wrong to be MD. No, not getting wrong. So we start businesses. But that's not what makes you an excellent or an effective laborer. Number one, you must be above the pool of it. Because many people have thought that I'll go there, change, and the team changed them. They were exposed to some things that was beyond them. Before you know it, we are looking for them under certain advantages that came with the promotions that came with that natural advance. Amen. So are you getting me small? Let's read it. So oftentimes, the subtlety and deception around the field can make laborers who are not properly prepared to tangent away from the focus on the harvest. Remember that I said, as you are increasing your skill set, amen, I know this seems like almost like community service teaching, but this is how the Lord, Daddy wants it expressed. He said that there's a way you will increase in your skill set. Don't let it get to your head. I'm now a professional videographer. You've gone that skill first and foremost for the harvest, sir and ma. Now you can use it to make ends meet. I'm not saying you cannot, but I'm saying that is not the primary focus. Because I can tell you, if you think it's primary focus, a time will come you have to choose. So you choose between it, and it happens to, I've seen it happen time and again. You now begin to have to choose between coming to church or going for a job. It will happen. Because the world knows you are good at what you do, and the world will place a demand on it. Why is placing demand on it? If you have a mind for harvest, knowing that even if it's a skill that you learned in school, with the harvest mind, you will know that I learned it for this harvest. So the first and foremost is not first and foremost to make my ends meet. That means in your heart you must have settled that God meets your needs. Amen. You know, as assembly, we know that God, you don't need a job for God to feed you. Now, lazy people hear that and say, okay, that's not an indictment on you. But I'm saying that a man for the harvest will prevent you from falling into that trap. So that's what I'm supposed to know. That's where the mind of we need to take over this, we take over that. We are not taking over. This is not our world. Amen. This is not our world. We will use this world, we'll use things here, but there is a mindset which we use to relate with the things here. As good as you are at that skill, whether it's the singing, for example, good example is singing. You know, there's a way you can have such a nice voice. Your voice will be good for jingles, adverts, or you have or people have come to harvest, quote unquote, somebody once saw one of our, I don't want single summit, saw one video of one of our sisters who are leading song and sent a message, Kai, please, in fact, you're so blessed me. This, blah, 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 blah. I just need my spirit. This one is a shark. Said, please, can you send me the direct link of the singer? I want to have a personal discussion with her. I said, thank you, sir, for reaching out. Please direct all your correspondence to Single Summit and we shall get back to you. He never called again. Somebody that walked up to one of our sisters here in Koshofe. I said, Kai, you are wasting here. Let me package you. Now, if you don't know that you are for harvest and you are not well built to know that first and foremost, like what the Lord told Kim Walker, I've quoted for Kim Walker, she couldn't go to school, she didn't finish college. The only thing she can do is sing. And then at one point in her life, the Lord told her to stop singing. He said, what will people know me for? They will know me again. The only thing I know I can do is sing. That's the only thing. And the Lord told her, I said, I want you to be known. What I want you to be known for is someone that knows me. He said, that's all. Now, you and I have listened to Kim Walker, she has blessed us. Right? Who does not know Kim Walker here? Who does not know Kim Walker? I don't know Kim Walker. Don't be ashamed now. It's not the Lord. It's no offense. It's one of the lead singers in Bethel. Before there was Balare, there was Kim Walker and Mr. Edwards. Abby? Yes, yeah, so it was Mr. Edwards and Kim Walker laughing by a drone by him. If you don't know Kim Walker, then you are not, see, like the same way you don't know Balare now, you're not an issue. Then Kim Walker. But she said the Lord told her that this is what they should know you for. That somebody that knows me. Also, I know that somebody that has a relationship with me, that is all. And from that relationship she has with the Lord, when she carries mic to sing, she blesses us. Amen. And you know that she can sing. Bone everything, you know that auntie can sing very well. Amen. If you're not heard, don't go and Google Kim Walker when you're out there. I give you permission to go that one when you're at home. You can. So many songs we sang, she's one that we heard it from. We still sing her songs till today. But she had understand. God had schooled her to understand that the skill set is not for yourself. It's for the harvest. If you don't have that mind, that skill set can be your undoing. Now, the answer is not to be unskillful. We suspect. No, I won't know anything. I'll just be praying. I'll just be doing my own mediocre. No, not me. That's not what we are saying. As you are skillful, you should also have that skillful at being saved. That's a good way to put it. Because it is a skill in the natural, Satan can also lay claim to it. Many of the song leaders that are disturbing us today in the world, Satan started from church. Some of them, you mentioned their names, very shocking. You know, believe this one came from church, this one too, from church. Many of them, rappers, singers, music players, instrumentalists, they started from church. And some of them, I dare say, might have even been born again. But something told them that this skill, you need to use it. There's one, I don't want to mention her name, who was with us, not with us, but where I grew up, my street where I grew up in Ikorodu, she was attended the church on my street, and then she went to one of these Nigerian idols and so beautiful, and she blew away. Sad, it's not funny. Thank God she's retracing her steps now. But this girl started from church. Something told her. And sometimes, I'm sorry to say, sometimes it is this nonsensical, and I say that with all sense of conviction, motivational talk that pumps you and wants to say you to go. We have here no continuing city. This is not where we blow. It's not here we are going to blow. Amen. And you have to settle that with you. Otherwise, your skill set can deceive you. You now think it is for something you will use to give yourself name and fame here. No, it's not for that. It's not for that. Amen. I hope you're understanding the point, sirs. All right, moving ahead. The devil may go as far as suggesting alternative methods to the laborer just in a bid to capture the laborer and make him or her captive, just like those he or she was sent to. The safe place to be is to stick to the plan, the purpose, and the pursuit of the Lord's harvest. The reason why I can sing is because I'm to bless the Lord first. You are first of all a priest unto God before a minister to the people. Amen. Amen. The work in the word of righteousness is a priestly work. Every task is priestly. It must be done with a priestly stature. Otherwise, it will not minister. It will minister life. You know where you are ministering life. Even if you're not doing anything, you're sitting down there. You are supposed to be ministering priestly effulgence to this assembly. Usher, priestly effulgence that the Lord can land on and use. There was a man I met in Abuja who told me that the first time he came to New Aliwe Church in Vokes, he met an usher at the door. And I won't mention the usher's name. He met at the door and the girl just greeted him and said, "Sir, I've perceived this about you." And prophesied his life from, I won't say from the beginning, but from a good pride back to what he was going through now. And spoke word of knowledge to a word of wisdom for what he wanted to do next. He's a missionary. That one, he doesn't need to see pastor. He kept coming. Anytime he's around, he always comes to Abuja Church. But he met an usher. Now, I'm giving that as an example of you being so, I say, ghosted in your service. You are ministry. But I dare say that will come from you, first of all, being a minister to the Lord. Whatever task you are doing camera, you are videoing, you are playing instruments, it must be done with a priestly mind. You are ministering to the Lord. Notice a camera shot you will take that will bless somebody. There's a camera shot you take will distract somebody. How do you know this thing? It's by being a minister. Because if you are following the leading of the Spirit in that ministry, you will not put your foot in a place that will offend the service or will offend the move of the Lord in a place. Do you understand? And but this is, they can't be taught. You have to have it as a baptism. That's the difference between you carrying camera and the person that shot Avengers carrying camera. That's the difference. You are not the same. Oh, you are not the same. It may be the same equipment, but by reason of the person holding it, you have sanctified it. What is coming out is an instrument of ministry that should bless. And it holds true for every task. Your infograph, when you design it, it should effulge life. How it effulge life? You are separated. Not the one you look at and say, "Kai, if I send this thing to close up." Ah! Satan will bring those thoughts. Am I lying? Videograph people. After you've been done in design and design starts talking to you, say, "Kai, marketable. This is money. This is," I say, "Kai, in the name of Jesus, it's for glory. See, to be built above all that is what I'm talking about. So as you are honing your skills, do not forget that your skills are priestly instruments to be used in the temple unto service unto God. If the Lord now decides to give you permission to use it to earn a living, yes, but that's not the essence of it. So that when it's making demands on it, you don't say, "No, you have a living." Because I can tell you, brethren, it will happen. You have a skill set, the world will place demands on it, and the Lord will place demands on it, and you will now be good. The Lord will not say choose. And I can tell you, the world will always pay you more. When I say pay, it doesn't pay you more. I mean it will give you more money. What does that mean? Because the Lord will always pay you more, will pay you better. But the world will always want to pull you. Do you know what? This thing, if you sell it, it's 2.5 million. What? And I just pasted it anyhow. In fact, I even did four, and pastor said he doesn't like them. He said there's something missing. What is missing? No, excellent spirit. You know that something is missing. What is missing is what the Spirit wants to add for the work of the ministry. Let's say amen. Would-be laborers should understand that the Lord is not calling us to change the field. Amen. Oh. Amen. Oh. I want to be Comedian Fellowship International. I want to go and evangelize all the comedians. I'll just give an example. Or I want to enter Videographers Association of Christian Shooters. And yes. It can have a place. Don't get me wrong. But that is not... You see, Daddy Busi said something. He said, to everywhere that the devil, that people have tried to use to push, to preserve the truth of the kingdom, all of them, except for church, with time have been eroded. All of them. People set up Christian school to preserve rights. That same Christian school. Inside that same Christian school, you hear the nonsense that goes on there. Somebody that said, I will set up, like we had all these missionary schools, Harvard and Co., all of them, they are all anti-God today. In the beginning, it was not so. And that Ibusi said, see, the only place God has ordained on earth to preserve his truth is church. So thank God for the fellowships. They are okay. But what will preserve truth is church. And where your skill you are learning will best serve the Lord, as it were. Of course, in pushing forward for this harvest is in the church. Not to say you can't use it outside, like I'm saying, but I'm saying that when it comes to truth, may we have sense to know to choose life. Amen. We okay.
A face is opening before you. 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 Another face. Another face. Have another face, another face, face, another face, another phase of my work is opening before you. And you need a lot of wisdom, a lot of wisdom, wisdom of salvation, wisdom of salvation, wisdom of salvation. To walk with me in my vineyard, to walk with me in my vineyard. Because of the intricacy of the harvest, I am raising you in your mind. I am training your mind that you may value salvation above all. The essence of the harvest is to save both you and the field. You must be strong within. You must be strong within. And I'm giving skill for your strength. I'm giving wisdom for you to be stronger, to know how to rescue even the lamb from the mouth of lion, that you may not be devoured by the lion also. Let your heart be rooted in salvation. Let your heart be rooted in salvation. Saving your soul and saving others. See the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. And that is so true. We must be adequately, or to a large extent, saved enough to be able to be instruments. And that's one thing that this study has emphasized over and over and over again. Even if we remove the difference from skill sets. For example, Daddy announced at last community service that we need a greater social media presence. Amen? Remember that? Who remembers that? And he was very, very, very passionate and deliberate about it. But you know that social media is sinking sand. You understand what I mean? Now, because it is sinking sand, does not mean people are living inside that sinking sand. They live there. Some people, like I was saying the other time, that see, when you see TikTok, TikTok is a country. TikTok is a country. It has citizens. Their tax is their data. They pay tax regularly. It's their data. Facebook is a continent. People live there. That's where people are living now. Your shine away from it, or put it more accurately, your inability to handle that pressure makes you not very useful in reaching out through there. You understand what I mean? Make sure you know. I know some, maybe people like my own generation, younger or older. I know. I can't go there. I don't see that with Daddy Ogoki. I don't see Daddy Ogoki. I see Daddy. What was one of these apps? I can't remember what it was. WhatsApp first came out. And I say, I don't know how to use this still, but I need to learn how to use it. I need to use even this posting. I got so the heart of why? Because that is where the people are. Now, the danger with some of us is that we are not strong enough. So that when the sun starts moving, we move with it. Oh, it just follows us as well. And that's why, as Prophet Say said, we need to be saved. We need to be built. You be built enough that you can go there, post a TikTok video that will bless people, but you are not sucked into it. Because you know those things are like straw. They will suck you before you know 2 hours has gone. 5 hours have gone. If you are so strengthened. You understand what I mean, Abi? Uh-huh. So if you are not built, then they can't send you there. And people are living there. That's what Daddy was trying to tell you. See, evangelism, say people, those days, God's streets. Today, people are living on the internet. I read that 60% of marriages today are prosecuted on the internet. 60% of marriages start online. 100 years ago, it was family, then church. Family, then church. A family friend, then church. Therefore, after a while, church increased. By the 80s, online. Now, he says 60% of marriages start online. Not your own. Your own never start online, in Jesus' name. You will come to church, you will see the sister, you see the brother, you will do the needful. Not to shout, hello, hi, can I meet to know you? Oh, first day, no, please. I don't think that is still, well, who knows? But not now. Not now. We are not there yet. Amen. Read for our manuals now. See, a very notable example of an effective laborer. Sorry, we are done. Effective laborer for the Lord's harvest is Apostle Paul. Scripture shows us how that God delivered him. So Paul was completely delivered before he was able to be sent. God delivered him for the peoples and the Gentiles so that what pulled the Gentiles would not have any pull over him. So he could be an effective minister even to the people. That was why he was so effective. If anything Gentilic was pulling Paul, or that Jewish status was pulling him, God delivered him for the people who were the Jews and the Gentiles. So he was an effective minister to both. He could preach to either. Why? Because nothing that was pulling them was pulling him. So the Lord's going to send you anywhere by sort of your skill set or your job, whatever. It's not first of all, most like I said, to tell and take over the place. You're taking over. Our taking over is it's like you are like an ark in that place, calling people into the ship before that ship explodes. Every move of life upon the face of the earth does not tie to the Lord. All of them will be judged. People must be delivered from it. And what God will use is the instrument can be you if you and I, or you and I, if you and I are properly prepared. Let's say amen. All right, in conclusion, to be an effective laborer, particularly in today's field, we must be higher than the pool or the allure of the field, and at the same time be willing to be all things to all men in order to be granted access to that field. So the great harvest is not just to the world, harvesting of spirits, but mainly the great harvest is harvesting of souls even into the fullness of the kingdom. This, however, does not preclude one from being an excellent wielder of the tools of the harvest that are employable in today's field. As a local assembly, and this was the heart of the matter that the Lord put on Daddy, in heart of Daddy, which we have emphasized time again. So as a local assembly, we must endeavor to be skilled enough to handle our various responsibilities in such a way that will not just be an effective tool, but a secure basket for the delivery of the harvest to the Lord. Of the harvest. Say, may the Lord raise us in this manner in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shall we lift our hands and thank the Lord for today's Sunday school?
Hallelujah. 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 I want to say thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much, sir. It's a very, the teaching was very, very clear. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Hallelujah. One of the things that I feel that this topic is doing to us is that God is preparing missionaries. Hallelujah. And like Pastor Tayo said yesterday, all of us, we are missionary. I hope we believe that. That you are not just here to warm chair or to mark attendance. I'm just here for the salvation of my soul. I don't want to do anything. Once I'm done, I just go to my heart, then I go to heaven. That is not the essence. The Lord is blessing us so that we can also affect others. Thank you so much, sir, for the labor. One of the things that Pastor said very, very well and I fear to kill behind him in that regard also is that the field is changing. Tell your neighbor the field is changing. The location is tell your neighbor the location is changing. You know the way you see in all honor, not to make jest of anybody now, those who are very, very zealous for the Lord, and they move from street to street carrying a megaphone. Accept Jesus as your Lord. Accept Jesus as your Lord. People have gotten offended with God or with the what you are saying because of megaphone. You are using megaphone to disturb them when they were sleeping. Hallelujah. So imagine somebody want to serve the Lord so well now. So well. And you buy a very powerful megaphone. And then you set up your alarm 4 o'clock every morning. And then you blast it on the streets. Even your fellow church member, we also ask you to come inside. Hallelujah. You know the reason? Once upon a time, it was the in thing. You know the idea of megaphone is basically, it was actually an archaic method of announcement. In those days, when a king went to announce meeting, in the KRO, they started beating coco, 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 coco. Then the king's messenger will go around the town to announce that this is what we want to do, all of you to gather, and then people will gather. But nowadays, it is not so because the harvest has changed. The mindset of the people has changed. The place where the people dwell has changed. The mode of work has changed, and everything has changed. People don't go to farm again like that. So you want to use the method you used to harvest farmers unto Christ then, now. It won't work. And you can't blame, God expects you to be like him. When it was the time of the Roman Empire, God used the Roman Empire to, you understand? God fit into the Roman Empire. He has to raise somebody like Paul who understands the civilization of Rome. And that is why Paul would write to servant. When you know those days, of course, you know that slavery is evil. Are you getting me? But in those days, a lot of people bought slaves. And it was normal. It was a normal thing. And slaves were used for many glorious jobs. But at that time, Paul had to submit to that arrangement. He was not campaigning against thou shalt not be a slave. If you are a slave, leave that wickedness. No. Paul had to submit to that arrangement. And then still want people to, and still exhort the church to what? To emulate the life of Christ. Because it is not the slavery that is the in thing. The thing that can never change is Christ. So being a free person nowadays, slave trade is banned in many countries. Human trafficking is banned. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of people are free now. How do we preach Christ to those who are free? How do you preach Christ to those who are free? Who knows their rights? How do you preach Christ? So if you are not dynamic with the change of events or civilization, you will be just a parochial in your approach to things, such that God will not be happy with you. Hallelujah. Imagine we carry megaphone now. We say, distribute megaphone for everybody. We evangelize this whole community. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you don't go, and then you now announce your church. And this message is coming for the New Alive Church. They say they are not coming. Because it's affecting their psyche. So we must know the field and how the nature of the field so that we can save those who are in the field. As you were talking, I just got that once upon a time, when people want to take a job, that we take them off church one Sunday, we say, no, you can't take it. You can't take it. You can't take it. We have counsel against it. But gradually, we see that even jobs that does not request for Sunday before, are requested for Sunday again. All right, are we together, everybody? Now, this is what I'm trying to say. Once upon a time, there was no ATM. Nobody is supervising the ATM. But now, people have to withdraw money on Sunday. And some workers have to be in the bank to work. The same way you will, there will be patients in the hospital on Sunday, and then doctor have to work on Sunday. In the same way, things are changing. Are you getting me? Now, if you sit on the fact that you must not go to work on Sunday, you must go to work on Sunday, and I'm not saying people should to take job on Sundays. Are you getting me? Whether we say it or we don't say, people are secretly taking job on Sunday. In fact, people are taking job every day. If I, as I'm talking now, some people are working now. They are in church physically, but they are not with us. They are in their office. Are we together? The harvest is changing. The harvest is changing. We need spirits. As Pastor said, we need spirits, a whole lot of spirits, and wisdom or salvation. Now, take for instance, how will you harvest a nation like UK? That their God is football. That people don't go to church. People, after on Sunday, people watch cinema. They go to cinema. They stay on their phone. And how do you harvest them? We need to be wiser than the devil. And because we can't say that Jesus did not die for those people that are lost in all those areas. So we must not, and what I'm just trying to say in essence, in queue behind Pastor, is to say that the field has changed. And our mind must change to be able to join forces with God to harvest the field. Hallelujah. The field has changed. We just have to agree with that. The field has changed. And we must also know the texture. What appeals to the field? What appeals to the field? I just discovered that no matter how much, sir, you talk about some things, people will not change. People will not change. Don't take sugar. Don't take sugar. You can't convince the populace. Don't take sugar. You can't convince the populace. So how do you manage it? Hallelujah. How do you manage it? To still save souls. Hey, don't watch TikTok. People are still watching it. Don't stay too much on Instagram. People are still there. Say it from pulpit to pew, from everywhere. Do house campaign from everywhere. People are still there. In fact, it's not only the younger generation, even the elderly ones. You say elderly ones, the Baba will be like, and the old man is there watching that thing. So easy, you can't change it. Before, we thought that it's the younger generation. Even the older generation are there. In fact, most of our parents, they are more on Facebook than many youths. Alright, me talking about the 1976 class set. I need that more. I meet around Facebook. And they begin to plan meeting through Facebook. So the field has changed. Once upon a time, it was writing letter, and then send it to a far distance. But the field has changed. As the technology is evolving, if really we want to save soul for the Lord, we must understand the dynamism of the field. I want to get everybody. And that's what Pastor is trying to say. That now, finally, is that you must understand that the Lord have interest for all souls. For all souls. Satan is wicked. God knows that a lot of people are where they are now, not because by choice, but by because the way Satan is modulating the earth, is remodeling the earth. And for you to survive, you have to flow with it. But in order to flow with it and not to die, you need salvation. You need salvation. That means you can be a TikToker and be a missionary. You can be a YouTuber and be a missionary. So gone are those days when we have to spend millions of naira to send missionary across the continent. You can be in Africa, in Nigeria here, and you are a missionary. Because you are using the tools. In fact, some of those states we are going to, people are not gathering again. Where they are gathered is on their phone. How will you reach them on their phone? So what Pastor is saying that, now for you to reach them where they are, you need to appeal to their psyche. It's almost like you want to catch them with what they like and then infuse salvation. That is the wisdom. But you must be higher. You must be higher than what trapped them there. What trapped them there is lust, lack of self-control. But you have self-control and you have been delivered from lust. Like now, there is nothing you want to say. There is nothing you can do. People are already on YouTube. They are already on Instagram. They are already there. Say from now to tomorrow. In fact, in few days to come, in future to come, the anatomy of man will change too. The anatomy of man will change. If you look at the fingers, our fingers now, it's right from the finger of our forefathers. The finger of our forefathers handle hoes and cutlass. But our hands, they handle phone now. Even our spinal cord is taking another shape. It's taking another shape. Whether you like, so the world is evolving. And for you to be able to reach out to people in those places, you have to also know where they are. It's like you are going to the bush. The days of John the Baptist is gone. When he will be in the bush and he will cry, and the voice that's crying in the wilderness, provided the way of the Lord. Jesus did not cry in the wilderness. He entered the city where the people are, and went there to save them. Are we together? We must also learn to enter the internet, enter the Facebook, enter the what, Instagram, enter the TikTok, and every tool where man exists, we must be there. And you can't be there shabbily. If you know what people does now with content, you yourself, you like it now. If not, because some videos I watch them because I know it has spirit content, is heavy. Heavy. That's some message I listen to, that as I'm listening to it, who recorded this message? I'll just be enduring it because I've seen good sounds. I've seen good videos. So what I'm trying to say in buttressing what Pastor said, that we need to reach out to them. And in reaching out to them, you need the necessary skill that can meet up with their psyche. Or to save them. Or to save them. Can I tell you something? If you do shabby video on internet, no matter how much spirit you put inside it, the number of watch will reduce. And you can't blame God. You can't blame them. You blame yourself. So you know that companies are doing a lot to meet the psyche of the people. Imagine they say, no, we are, it's the only one that I know that I've not changed is St. Louis. St. Luke, do you know that? That I've not changed it. Since, but you see, advertising agents are coming out with a lot of content to appeal to the conscience of the people until they accept what they are selling. In the same way, you see, our gospel is no stereotype. It's dynamic. God can save in any place. So that is the reason why Pastor is saying that, number one, you must be better than people that are there in salvation. You must have been delivered. I like one of the topics you said there. You said delivered, equipped, and sent. No sent, equipped, and delivered. He was saying, Jesus, just sent you first. That guy has gone. No, go and pick him where he is. And that's his delivery. No, it is first delivered, equipped, and sent. That is the sense of our salvation of the soul. We need to be excellent in our approach to everything. The field has changed. And the field now is online, is internet. Go to people buy iPhone 17. Not because they want to create content. People do a lot of training online to make sure that their content is appealing to our, are you getting me? I want to say something finally, that if you own a company, I want to see God's work like that. But he said, if you own a company and you need a serious revenue, what will you do? What will you do? You put up a good marketing strategy. Is that not so? And you become aggressive. You make sure that you use all methods available to catch your customer. In the same way, we have to be aggressive concerning salvation of other people's soul. And make sure that we give a very good content that is worth watching. Hallelujah. We will improve ourselves in Jesus' name. And we will save the soul in Jesus' name. Another thing I want us to know is that we need to be burdened for souls. We need to be burdened. We need to really, really be burdened for souls. Don't be comfortable. Don't be comfortable. When you are carrying the camera, remember that somebody depends on it, that is working in the office now. Somebody depend on that audio now. So there must not be excuse of it is not us. The internet was failing. If the internet was failing, what is your burden concerning it? If the equipment are not working, what is your burden? And it must be from the angle of love. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I hope I didn't confuse us. Can we just appreciate Jesus? Let's give glory to Jesus.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call +234 816 236 6700. You can also contact us through WhatsApp on +234 803 688 4759. God bless you. It's the ball by the blood.